brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All righty, Tommy, you sorry I butchered your name. Go ahead, you're on the air, sir.
Tommy, but close enough.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about how we don't fully understand the psychology of these so-called masters that control us. Because as far as they're concerned, we're no longer even human. We're property now because they've implanted us in a system of usury through interest and through debt. Our property is no longer ours. Our houses, our children, nothing is no longer yours because now you're indebted to your master. So therefore, all your energy and all your production now belongs to us for what, to use for what we want to do with it and for our gain.
No, you're right. They see us as animals, as cattle, and that's their public plan. But they did it by fraud, so it's illegitimate.
Exactly. I think 90% of the problems we face right now could be solved by eliminating the concept of interest.
I absolutely agree with you. Because, you know, once you have the interest instead of a one-time payment for money, then it expands out into everything else. And then everything is based on their fraud. They get the world for nothing. We go into debt to the globalists for nothing. They get everything for nothing.
Exactly. And look at what China's doing over there in the East Coast. China's bought nearly half of Manhattan for pennies on the dollar.
America is literally a joke, and we've got to turn around now. Call back some other day. You're really well-spoken. A fine point, sir. Thank you so much. Clark, go ahead in Arizona. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm down here on the Mexican border, not too far from the Saguaro National Monument. And what they've done, they have now expanded the monument into BLM, adjoining lands, claiming the whole area south of I-8 is now National Monument.
Yeah, I know. And 60 miles north, they put signs up telling Americans not to go into it because of the drug smuggling. So the border's already 60 miles up.
When you go in there like I do, I guarantee you one thing. Those park rangers are going to pull you over. They're going to run your license. They're going to sit there and question you for at least an hour and then tell you to get out.
Well, that's right. You're an American slave, scum.
Cool. But the Mexicans are coming across this area like you would not believe, and I'm talking about the illegal ones. We got right smack dab in the middle of the drug cartel trail here. And we have, many are just looking for work, but there's a lot of them just bringing dope in. And what they'll do is they'll come into this RV park where I'm at in hopes that somebody will call ICE or Border Patrol so they can get a free ride back to Mexico.
I know. It's all a total joke. It's an absolute total joke. Mexico is a collapsing country south of us, and the answer is let Mexico collapse into us. What a great idea. Well, yeah, they want to break us under Agenda 21. Thank you so much, Clark. Mike in Texas, go ahead quickly.
Hey, Alex, this is Mike in Midland, Texas. I have a digital police scanner, so I'm able to listen to the airport and, you know, state police and all that stuff. This morning about 9 a.m., dispatch was talking to some on the undercover channels. They were talking about having, role players. Like, do you have the role players? Are they coming? Yes, they are. And so they're planning on having a drill at the Midland Park Mall in Midland, Texas, Sunday, I think around 2 p.m. So, you know, my thing is, if they've got role players, what are they going to role play? You know, they're going to role play getting shot. You know, they're going to role play getting...
They always do that with people around to condition everyone to create the imagination that there's more shootings than there are. It's a psych warfare program. So that's in Midland, Texas, at the Midland Park Mall this Sunday, you said?
Yes, sir.
Well, somebody should go out there, hang around the mall that day, get some video of it. As a citizen journalist, put it on YouTube and show the fear. Great point. Sorry to Steve and others. I'm out of time. Great job of the crew. 7 o'clock tonight, special edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Be there. Spread the word, folks. We need your help.
And Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before I had hit refresh on DrudgeReport.com about 20 minutes ago, I was intending to come in here on this live Thursday edition, already the 30th day of January 2014. I was intending to come in here and basically say that legalizing more than 30 million illegal aliens, it's not 11 million folks, is suicide for this country. And that the Republican Party is going to commit suicide demographically if they pass this. But they probably will. And Obama has already legalized the illegals by fiat and is letting them vote by fiat in race-based politics funded by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment in the last 60 years to create incredible increased racial animus on folks in Mexico and tell them it's a cultural duty to go to El Norte for La Reconquista, or the reconquering. And then you have the MSNBC crowd who will then continue the radicalization and then tied to that racial animus that is sold and packaged, you will then have attached to it the different sacraments of ban the guns, fully open the borders, get rid of the family, the race to the bottom. And America will fall like California is already falling. That is the game plan. That is the program. And you have the entire Republican leadership supporting it. You have the entire corporate global leadership supporting it. because they want desperately poor people. And there's no economic study out there, I've got a stack of them I'm going to cover here in a moment, that doesn't say this won't drive down wages. There isn't a study out there that says this won't lower the standard of living. There's not a study out there that says that this will not cause the total, complete takeover by the Democratic Party of every institution in America. And then they get to have all their social engineering, everything else they're up to. Now, remember, the Democratic Party was able to dominate the South because of Lincoln, their enemy, until the early 1960s. And Eisenhower broke their back. People like my grandfather got elected to government in Texas. His father had been a mayor of a major city. He'd been a Democrat. My grandfather bucked it and became a Republican and a pro-Civil Rights Act. That was done all across the country, in every town and city. You saw those actions take place. The Democrats, and I've read the quotes by LBJ and others here on air, said, we've got to now act like we like these minorities and co-opt them, but we'll just play race politics the way we've done with poor whites. That's all it is, and they are master criminals at doing it. And the problem is, they're very unpopular, and they could be defeated, but the Republican leadership is bought and paid for by the same interest. There is not a Dwight D. Eisenhower in the Republican Party right now. Those that could be, like a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul, are under unmitigated attack and demonization. And as Pat Buchanan said today, we have an audio clip of this. He said, you know, Boehner will be out of speaker. If he does this, they don't care. He'll get his big payoff. The guy plays golf with Obama constantly. It's all a big sick joke to these people. They're going to be rewarded for doing this, and they've made it a matter of some type of racial pride within the polls I've got at the LePew Research Hispanic Center. 83% of Hispanics think it's a duty in polls conducted by Hispanic Polling Center in Spanish to take over, quote, America racially. So, see, that's the racial angle, and that's what's been sold. Well, meanwhile, the average white person is completely politically correct, hates themselves, and would feed their child into a garbage disposal unit if they were told it was something to prove that they're not a bad white person. And that's where all this goes. That's where all this happens. You know, the race issue at the end of the day doesn't even really mean anything. It's just a tribal identification, like Jew versus Palestinian, or Shiite versus Sunni, or black Muslim against black Christian. The globalists just need a dividing line. And this is the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that when I took U.S. history in high school and then in college, all it was a demonization of gringos by white professors, and that America had to be destroyed. Well, the globalists want to destroy it and turn it into North American Union. It'll still have the big military. It'll still have the American flag. It just will be totally conquered politically by a new racial bloc that will be used by the government to then basically menace the other racial blocs. And so we won't have a system based on liberty and freedom and due process and separation of powers and private property. It will be a fully big city, Chicago, New York style area where you'll have regional city council people who are racial. And you'll have the white area, the black area, the Hispanic areas, the Asian areas. And there will be wealth transferences from anyone who's middle class by projecting, that means white people, further socialism and wealth transfer, or you're a racist. Meanwhile, all the big rich people like Bloomberg and the rest of them, they're going to be exempt. The ultimate form of inequality, the ultimate form of discrimination. But the public hasn't been taught about real forms of discrimination and inequality. All they know is white is bad. White is evil. White must be eradicated. Prove you're good. Don't be white. Don't marry somebody white if you're white, because that's racist. Doesn't matter if you're attracted to white people. That's bad. Show yourself as good. And so whites everywhere are engaged in suicide. And my issue is, if you love somebody and care about them, that's your issue. I don't have a problem with it. The point is, if it's force-fed, like trying to teach five-year-olds how to be gay, this is an agenda. And it doesn't matter how many times whites run up the white flag. It doesn't matter how many times we commit suicide culturally. It's never good enough because the globalists want everyone homogenized and no culture. There's no black culture in this country. There's CIA-created hip-hop gangster culture declassified on record to destroy those people. Look at the Great Society of LBJ and what it did to blacks from less than 10% illegitimacy to 90-plus percent. This isn't my opinion that Margaret Sanger said all this 90 years ago. It isn't my opinion LBJ said all this. My crew just searched LBJ talking about co-opting the N-words. You can pull up all his letters to members of the House and Senate. You can pull up the National Archive letters of Margaret Sanger. And they've done it. There's a reason the Rockefellers and Rothschilds are in charge. There's a reason Ford and Carnegie endowments are in charge. Because they're ruthless, folks. And so you're going to lose your guns. You're going to lose your private property. And while we're all busy fighting with each other over what color we are, while all this is happening, the globalists are destroying every future dream we have across the board. And you've got Obama openly acting as a dictator and the Republican leadership doing nothing about it. You've got Europe being completely overrun with immigrants who were then turned into political groups. I've had members of parliament on from England where most of the social workers are foreigners, literally taking the UK children. I mean, this is a plan. These are like foreign mercenaries. And I'm not demonizing immigrants individually. The globalist GU is like a German soldier, a Hessian mercenary brought here in 1776 on big ships to wage war on the colonies. You are a political, cultural weapon. And hey, when the minorities, who are really the majority in most area, and the whites are on average a completely aging group. I mean, whites will be like 20% of the population in 30 years. And it won't matter. They will always be the enemy. They will always be attacked because that's how they're going to organize the majority that's, quote, minority to then follow all the tyranny and live in squalor and have no freedom is because it doesn't matter. There'll always be a white pinata to slap around and attack and urinate on. So that's where all this is going. That's the attempt. And it's all happening. You notice the globals are doing everything right now. Because they know that the entire population is waking up to Obamacare being a scam and waking up to the Federal Reserve being private. And they know the numbers show, quote, minorities are beginning to wake up to things and becoming more libertarian. If that continues another 10, 20 years, they could lose. We could actually educate all these folks. We could educate all the whites about the left-right paradigm. But we don't have that time. And so the globalists are racing right now to get their agenda through. And I'm just going to say this calmly. Imagine any other nation that had conservatively 25 million illegals, probably 30 plus. They always say 11 to 14. The last eight times they tried to pass this same bill, they did it under Bush, five times. They've done it under Obama three or four times. Maybe it's nine times. This is the ninth try, is it? And I want you to think about that because the country is already collapsing economically. And if you legalize all these illegals, and in the last bill we saw, let them then bring their families in, we're talking about another 30 million in just a decade. And then it's expected. Food stamps, welfare, don't wear American flags on your shirt. That's hurtful at the San Francisco school. Even Hispanic kids can't wear American flags. I mean, this is all that we're taught. We're being overwritten. We're being totally conquered, and not by Mexico that's totally collapsed into hellhole squalor, the worst in Latin America, but by the globalists just simply using the ghost of some type of La Reconquista as the cultural football game. Again, people get into football games that don't matter. It's the same thing here when that's not even what's happening. It is America being turned into the maquiladores. It's America being turned into a giant service land collapsing wage cesspool with hyperinflation. With total full 24/7 race baiting by the Democrats, where they're running some multiracial Cheerios ad, and they said the conservatives will hate this because there's black people. I mean, just constant manipulation. These people are the party of the Klan.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 99weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 99weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely, with their doctor's approval. 99weirdspice.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 99weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 99weirdspice.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 99weirdspice.com. Watch for free, 99weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 99weirdspice.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
People have to admit they've been conned. The average healthcare price has already doubled just 5 months into Obamacare. It's set to quadruple by 2014. It cuts the quality of care. But it doesn't matter. On average, I've got the polls right here. I'm going to be going over them. The average, quote, minority who's an immigrant or has become a citizen even recently, 80-plus percent, vote for socialism, for communism, for literally taking my guns, taking your guns. And I'm sorry, people on average that come from China, people that come from Mexico, people that come from Eastern Europe, folks that come from all over, they're not used to owning guns, and they're used to government telling them what to do. And, man, the government's going to give them some free welfare and stuff? And MSNBC tells them the white Americans hate you. Show them, get their guns. And they go, the government's my friend. All right, I'm with the big government now. I'm going to vote to take everything you got. I'm going to vote for higher taxes on you. And then it's a bunch of offshore criminal banks publicly militarizing the police, setting up martial law, making the presidency a dictatorship, and using outside groups to come in and get free everything and vote to take our guns, our children, everything. The Democrats are going to bring in a national draft, too. We're going to have to serve them as military slaves. We're going to have to supply our kids to the empire now. I mean, this is a sick system, folks, where you can bring people in to vote to make people slaves. That's why we have a Bill of Rights, so that people can't vote. Democracy, a pure democracy, is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. If there were two wolves and a sheep, one was named Bob, one was Ralph, and one was Tom. Okay, and Tom is the sheep. The other two guys, the wolves, vote. And the sheep says, well, I'd like to eat some grass. And the wolves say, you know what? We're going to veto that. There's two of us. Muttons on the list here, lamb chops. Lamb chops. And we're like, hey, it's democracy. Don't be racist, sheep, against the wolves. And this is how the globalists have always operated. When the Democrats were the majority in the Ku Klux Klan, they ran their political systems to oppress whites by saying, well, at least we protect you from the blacks. And then when the whites didn't put up with that, they said, okay, we'll be the racial politics now with the minorities. And it's just sick. And by the way, all those folks on MSNBC know exactly what they're doing. Just like George Soros knew what he was doing when he was a teenager, running around collaborating, ferreting out hidden Jews. But he's a liberal. He can get awards from the Jewish groups. Because if you are a Nazi collaborator, you're good. If you fight a modern fascist takeover, you're bad. And you just got to learn this, folks. You've got to learn how the mafia government works. So truth is self-evident. That's why I was going to come on air today and say the Republicans are committing suicide. And this is a public execution of the Republic. And look at all the other stuff that accompanies this. What message does it send if you tell tens of millions of illegals here that are already legal, they do a few show deportations, that are already here illegal, what does it do if you say you're legal even if you're a felon? You come in and pledge you won't be a felon anymore. Kind of like John Corzine. But if you're deaf and walking away from the police, they'll kill you. That's okay, but you know, if you're illegal aliens committing felonies, that's all right. Aggravated felons, rapists, arsonists, you name it, they get to be legal too. Read the legislation. What's going to happen with 700 million Latin Americans, because that's the group that can get here the easiest, what's going to happen when 700 million Latin Americans hear that? Well, you already see a record influx of illegals pouring in. And man, I'm tired of reading in the back of the paper where people are getting mugged and carjacked and killed and on the ranches. I know three different people that have been deer hunting the last 2 years in South Texas. We're talking 50-100 miles away from the border, who have been mugged in the dark walking to their deer stands or attacked at gunpoint, even though they have a gun in the deer stand, and robbed and pistol whipped by illegals. I have an article today where a university, I'm going to cover this, is not going to allow, when they have crime alerts, they're not going to say what color the person is, because most of the people in this particular city that are seeing mugging and attacking, and then they announce, the police announce, be on the lookout through the university alert system for a black male red jacket, you know, driving a yellow truck. No, you can say a man driving a yellow truck. There it is. You students want crime alerts to avoid using racial descriptions. Hey, the media already does that. Unless it's a what? Devil white. And folks, you know I've never been one of these white this, white that. but they're forcing it. Literally, if you're white, you're the devil. Unless you're John Boehner, and then you're fine. We'll be right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
To a couple clips here, and then I'm going to give the number out, and I want to talk about immigration. I mean, I want to talk about 30 million Americans going down to Mexico and getting given free health care, have their babies for free, and then say that Mexico belongs to the United States. I want to discuss that. I want to ask why American hospitality has been distorted to this point. And then we'll hear the argument, well, from Texas to California belong to Mexico. Well, yeah, and California belonged to the Russians at one time before that. And they're not claiming it. And Texas belonged to three other countries before Mexico even had it. Spain, France. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. The truth is Mexico couldn't take over the Southwest from the Comanche. That's the reality of what happened. And so they brought in the Tennessee settlers to have a war. And again, I was on both sides of that. It's not like the movies sit there and tell you. There were battles between the Native Americans and the settlers in Illinois and down into Tennessee and all across the nation, if you go back to the 1820s and 30s, where tens of thousands would die a week, where you'd have 100,000 natives come down, led by, they were all intermarried and stuff. They called them at the time half-breeds. I say that because the leader of one of the groups, I forget his name, was like a 6'5", huge half-breed guy. And they would just wipe out whole cities. And so that's the type of stuff that went on. And so I don't blame Mexico for not being able to conquer the Southwest. Mexico just said, all right, you guys just wiped out everybody in the Midwest. Come on down here. And so that's basically what happened. And, of course, all the natives weren't killed, even though I had some family who was in the Trail of Tears. A lot of them just intermarried. And that's basically why most people in Texas, if they're originally from Texas, have Native American blood in them, because most people just ended up intermarrying. It was the warlike tribes, though, that got annihilated, like the Comanche and the Apache and folks like that, because they wouldn't give up, which I'm not knocking. I mean, a lot of those people are my ancestors. The whole point is that this is the nature of cultural collisions, and the globalists are manipulating that right now. So just get real, everybody, about what's really happening, what's really going on here. Now, again, if we had 30 million illegals here who were libertarians and who didn't take welfare, and we didn't have a socialist, globalist government, and they were pro-gun, quite frankly, we need 30 million people. We've aborted 55 million blacks, Hispanics, whites. We've aborted the people that were already here. And so, quite frankly, you've got to have 2.1 adults for every 2.1 births for every family, for every man and woman, or you do not have replacement rate, and society then starts collapsing. Social Security can't be paid for, you name it. The problem is they're not even bringing the illegals in to ever pay for that. They plan to bankrupt everybody and just convert us to a collapsed third world nation like Brazil or like Paraguay. And before a lot of you want us to be Latin America, I suggest you go to Latin American cities. If you like to see sewage running down the road and naked babies running around the streets and disease and death, I mean, it's scary, it's sad, it's bad. And we're not building up those nations. We are deindustrializing them while they build industrial zones and pay people a dollar an hour if they're lucky. So make no mistake, just like Obamacare, that minorities and polls are wildly still in support of, this is a screw job for everybody. The globalists are for it, just like they were for the Iraq War, just like they're for backing Al-Qaeda in Syria. Just everything they're for is bad. Just like they're for NAFTA and GATT and all these new TPP deals and the rest of it. What the globalists stand for is bad, period. The toll-free number to join us to talk about the North American Union and really the end of America. If they pass this, they've already been issuing for years this North American ID, and it'll be selectively enforced. You won't have any rights in Mexico, but they'll have all the rights in the world up here. You won't have any rights in Canada. It's only the U.S. that's going to be overrun. And I want to get your take on this. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And MSNBC and CNN tell the majority minorities over and over again, well, you're going to win when you get the guns, when you take the guns. You're going to win when we bring in the socialism. You're going to win when you get to bring in your families. Oh, yeah, you're going to win, all right. You're going to have nowhere to run. Because America is going to look just like any other third world country in Eastern Europe or in the poorer areas of Asia. I mean, we're done. And the globalists will live in their walled off central city areas and their rural, you know, controlled zones with police everywhere. And then all the rest of us are going to live in abject poverty. Let me tell you, Americans are already working 2-3 jobs, eating bad food. I mean, I drove down to the University of Texas area yesterday because I tried to bypass some traffic out doing some paperwork and got stuck in traffic for an hour going about 5 miles. And I got to look at the people of America. And let me tell you, people aren't looking too hot. People aren't looking too healthy. They're not looking too smart either. And I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic. People look like they've been run over, like they've been put in a microwave oven, like they've been drinking toxic waste or something. And let me tell you, they have been. And let me tell something, the population out there something they need to know as well. The globalists with the singularity and the population reduction, El Norte is not going to be some Hispanic palace and some Hispanic kingdom 25, 30 years from now. The globalists do plan to release bioweapons and reduce population. They do plan in bringing in martial law and world government. And all of us are under attack. All of us are being scientifically targeted. All of us are having poison fluoride put in our water. All of us are having Obamacare written by offshore ruthless crime syndicates literally hammering us. All of us are under New World Order conditioning. And it doesn't matter, because even if we're all under attack, even if the reality says it's all part of a globalist game, for people put into racial politics and tribal politics, which has been real since the beginning of our species, we are primitively designed and hardwired to be tribal. And because we're not tribal about private property, because we're not tribal about sticking up for the underdog, because we're not tribal about standing up for the family, because we're not tribal about keeping control of government, because we're not tribal about buying local, because we're not tribal about common sense and being territorial, because we don't stick together as humans against the globalist, we're going to lose, they're going to win. And I didn't finish telling this story. I'm going to tell the story and then give the number out. I'll give the number out now. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers. I haven't done that in a few weeks. First-time callers, by the way. 800-259-9231. But let me tell you how we're all under attack. One of my good friend's daughters basically collapsed about a week and a half ago. And they took her to Dell Children's Medical Center. And they went in there. And the place was packed with small children. And the nurses and doctors told them, yes, we've never seen something like this. We're seeing hundreds of children a week that are hundreds. They're even talking about building emergency tents outside. They've done that before for the fake flu deal, who are coming down with type 1 diabetes. And they go, well, it's genetic, but being sick triggers it. And whatever virus is going around, the hospitals are all full of 2- and 3-year-olds. And when he was telling me this, I had a little click, and I didn't say it. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I think it's the virus that is doing it. If they say that it's genetic and nobody in my family or my wife's family, he was saying, has ever had type 1 diabetes, why is it an epidemic? I don't buy that. And he goes, I think it's the virus. Well, the doctors said the virus triggered it, but they've been told in policy to not tell people that it's viral pancreatitis. So I called my dad, who's a smart guy and an oral surgeon and a doctor, but also a chemist, a dentist. And I said, Dad, isn't there some kind of disease, and it's temporary usually, in the pancreas caused by viruses, just like you can get the mumps in the face and have your face swell up? Because, you know, I knew this knowledge, but you forget the details. And he goes, yeah, that's viral pancreatitis. There's hundreds of types of it, hundreds of known viral strains. Most of the time, the pancreas comes back in a few weeks to a few months, especially if they give them some of the right treatments and the right diet. But they don't let any of the doctors say that because Big Pharma makes too much money off of the diabetes medications. And I went, thank you. So I went online, checked it, called him back, and I said, it's viral pancreatitis. That could be what it is. Well, undoubtedly, it's viral pancreatitis. The kids get a virus, then suddenly their pancreas stops working. That's like saying you're susceptible to the bubonic plague genetically, so one person dies, the other doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's still the bubonic plague bacteria that's killing you. Just like some people are more susceptible to smallpox than others. It doesn't matter if you're genetically not as resistant to it. Still, it's the smallpox that's making you sick. That's why they say everything's genetic now, so they can ignore the real cause of it. Sure, there are some people you can shoot three or four times in the chest, and genetically their heart's so strong, it'll coagulate, and the muscle's so tough, it'll keep going for a while, you might even live. Other people, you shoot them once in the heart, they'll die. Doesn't matter, it's the bullets going into your heart that kills you. This is how screwed up medicine's gotten, where they're saying everything's genetic. Well, of course it's genetic. But when you've got a doubling, tripling, quadrupling, 4,000% increase in type 1, type 2 diabetes, depending on which one you look at, in Hispanics, a doubling in whites, a tripling in blacks. You don't hear any of the black or Hispanic groups talking about why are the Hispanics all getting diabetes and getting their arms and legs cut off, because they are more genetically predisposed to get viral pancreatitis. I looked it up. And they can't handle as much sugar genetically as well. That's true again, processed sugar. The point is, it doesn't matter. No one's telling them, hey, don't. They tell Hispanics, drink diet drinks. This is on the news. Of course, we knew 20 years ago that aspartame triggers diabetes. It's now admitted. It destroys your pancreas and makes you fat and makes you crave food. That was in the news again last week. We knew that with medical doctor Russell Blaylock here. They are giving people drink. You see? Oh, but the Hispanics on average think they're winning. La Reconquista, going to get the gringos guns, going to run the government, going to make the gringo the slave. That's what they're putting. Meanwhile, oh, really? How are you going to do that when both your legs are chopped off and your hands are chopped off and you're dead? See, when I drive by the bus stop and see 10 Hispanics with their legs all cut off, I see that all the time now. See, I want to pull over and warn them, because I'm a racist white person. Just like I want to warn them that the Gardasil shot that they're forcibly giving all girls in Mexico will destroy their uterus and their ovaries. It targets the ovaries on record. About half of them will end up being sterile. And they'll end up dying of complications from all the different diseases that are caused by it. That was in the news just 2 weeks ago. Young woman's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil. Merck forgot to research effects of vaccine on female reproduction. Yeah, they forgot. When the Nazis would run people down in a pit to shoot them in the back of the head, they forgot what bullets do when they shoot you. I mean, it is so, we're all under attack is what I'm telling you. The New World Order is the enemy. They want open borders. You think that's a good idea? They want to legalize 30 million illegals as a political army because we haven't had time to educate them yet. The libertarians are taking over the Republican Party. The Republican Party is making inroads via the libertarians with blacks and Hispanics and Asians. But we don't have time to take the Republicans over, folks. You've got to wake up out there as a Hispanic, and you've got to speak out to people that can't understand English, and you've got to warn them. Does La Mecha and La Raza tell you not to go have abortions? No, they tell you to have abortions. Do they tell you not to take the vaccines? No, they tell you to take the vaccines. They tell you to take the Gardasil? They tell you to take the Gardasil. Do they tell you why you're getting diabetes? No, see, they want to attack us all, folks. While they're killing the Hispanics with one hand, with Gardasil and abortion and GMO and aspartame, they're also going to use the Hispanics as a weapon wave to come in and vote to get the guns and everything and then have us all fight with each other. I mean, it's time to wake up to this situation. 800-259-9231. Let's start going to this clip here, though, out of Pittsburgh, as employees learn, we should do this here. I got to tell the employees what's about to happen here. In Pennsylvania, company learned that the increased health cost due to Obamacare. Here's that clip. We're going to go to break. Here it is.
Outside Simonetta Collision and Car Care, it's a frigid 2 degrees inside. Gary Simonetta's employees are getting ready for a pretty heavy meeting Gary has been dreading for months.
What I have here is the benefit sheet from last year, what you were on in 2013.
Charles Moore has handled the company's group health insurance for 19 years.
Here is the new plan that we had to switch to that takes into account the Obamacare regulations.
As our cameras roll, 47-year-old Dave, who's single, Judy, a 53-year-old mother of one, 39-year-old Brian, who also has one child, 48-year-old mother of two, Christy, and Jeff, who's single and 42, all find out for the first time how the Affordable Care Act will affect their medical coverage and how much they're going to pay for it.
Jeff, there's yours. And I just folded these up because there are private numbers for everybody. It's what your new monthly premium is going to be for this plan.
Last year's 6% premium increase has now exploded fivefold to an average 32% jump, and that is just for starters.
That 32% increase includes increasing the deductible as well to try and get something modestly priced.
Look at the numbers. Jeff and Dave used to have a $1,250 deductible. Since Obamacare went into effect, it's now jumped 60% to $2,000. That's nothing compared to Brian, Christy, and Judy, who have kids. They're going to pay twice that, $4,000.
This was the best option we could find.
Copays are up too.
Where it used to be your primary care doctor copay of $20, it's now going to be $40.
Since Obamacare went into effect, pediatric dental and vision exams are covered as a bonus for Brian, Christy, and Judy, but not for Jeff and Dave. Generic drugs are also significantly cheaper. We ask each staffer what they think of their new deal.
Deductible is terrible. I mean, how many people actually can come up with that deductible money if they get into emergency?
And that's even mainstream whitewash news, folks. It keeps going up every 6 months to a year. My dad has already had his insurance go up twice. It's more than doubled. Geraldo Rivera's has tripled. We had him on. I mean, just get ready. I hope you enjoy all that. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
What if you could shift into a parallel universe right now and be the solution to any problem you're facing? I'm Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNA Drops and author of Misfit to Millions, based on my true life story. 4 years ago, I was dying with PTSD, Lyme's disease, and virtually homeless. Ion and the RNA Drops gave me a new life, new DNA, and the power to become a millionaire in just a few short years. I want to pay that forward to you. Get a copy of my book, Misfit to Millions, and I'll give you a free bottle of the RNA Drops, the product that saved my life. I've got $199 in free bonus gifts for the first 200 people that go to misfittomillions.com. That's M-I-S-F-I-T-T-O millions.com. Or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231.
Take your power back.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When we start the next hour, I'm going to go to Legal Citizen, Barbara, Ryan, Dax, John, and many others. I want to hit hit some other news that's up on InfoWars.com right now. You can also see Leanne McAdoo as a 50s pinup with a Barrett 50 cal. This is what drives the feminist crazy. They don't want women actually armed and able to defend themselves. They want women absolutely anti-male, anti-child, only saving themselves in a worshipful way for the state, their God, their king, their master. But some of the news up on InfoWars.com, no charges filed against cop who shot 72-year-old in his own driveway. Connecticut gun owners revolt, refuse to register firearms and magazines. Just 38,000 of 2.4 million magazines registered. The police vowed to begin SWAT teaming and purging their enemies. Video, how the globalists want to control the internet. Very important. Protester, cops laughed about having license to kill. We're going to be covering that case of the poor homeless man whose dad was a cop being killed and beaten to death over 20 minutes. Well, the cops went and on record, it's on the local news, arrested a peaceful demonstration calling for justice because you don't have freedom in America. I mean, it's bad when Putin cracks down on selective foreign-funded rallies. But general demonstrations are allowed in Russia. But here they're not. And the cops put them on the paddy wagon and said, when we get you back, we're going to beat your faces in. And reportedly basically said, we can kill whoever we want, and celebrated that young man's death. And a lot of cops will be like, hey, don't put cops down. Hey, all I know is a lot of cops are nice. A lot of cops are absolute psycho goons. And they're taking over. Just like we know in Mexico the cops are bad. Just like we know in North Korea the cops are bad. Stop acting like there's not a battle historically to keep police from becoming corrupt. And so another victory. It's like the Asian man that didn't speak English walking across the street. And the cops say, stop, stop, stop behind him. He didn't hear it. So they beat him half to death. I mean, you know, I think they should have executed him. And maybe his whole family, just to make a point. I'm being sarcastic. This is how sick all of this has gotten. But simply amazing that the Fullerton police, the same one who had the two cops that got off in that terrible case of Kelly Thomas, now in front of the protesters in the paddy wagons, said this. And regardless, they arrested the peaceful protesters who were on the sidewalk. That's like a case in North Carolina I was reading about, where they shot the Hispanic man who was unarmed and killed him. And then the people came out and protested, so they attacked the peaceful protesters. A silent vigil. I mean, this is not really a free country anymore, folks. It's really frightening, the point we've gotten to. So that's some of the news up on InfoWars.com. A very, very important breakdown of a government shutting down an 11-year-old's cupcake business. I'm going to cover that in the next hour as well. Briefly, please do not forget that this broadcast is listener-supported, and we've assembled the very best liberty-based apparel, ball caps, sweaters, shirts, T-shirts, women's apparel, George Washington 1776 belt buckles, just a lot of great stuff at madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can also go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've got Made America flags that you can fly. They're very fairly priced. We've just got it all. But InfoWarsLife.com is a super high-quality nascent iodine to protect your thyroid from radiation and to have better health. We've got the Survival Shield, the Nascent Iodine, and five other key ingredients in it, the Super Mel Vitality, and, of course, the Wake Up America coffee from Southern Mexico, my favorite blend, totally organic. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget to share your InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. It's a great way to wake up friends and family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, service. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.